heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. And on this program, we believe in the following. We believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. And so we're going to share a lot of the Bible, Scripture. We call it the Word of God on this program. We also believe that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And that comes right out of the Scriptures. And then also, we believe that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. That's the famous verse in Hebrews chapter 11. And finally, we walk by faith and not by sight. So on this program, we're going to share stories, faith journeys, testimonies, and it's intended to encourage you if you're already a believer, and maybe challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. Now, I want to let you know that we have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes, so you can see some of our previous, you can listen to some of our previous programs. We also have a website. It's mark5ministries.com. That's my favorite chapter in the Bible, Mark chapter 5, mark5ministries.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. And we continue to pray and lift up for our friend Pat Jensen and her battle against cancer. Pat has been courageous enough to be on this program several times, and we are always praying for a miracle that she would be cured of her cancer. Again, thank you for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The annual Independence Day Parade and Free Union will be happening on Sunday, July 2nd, starting from the Church of the Brethren on Free Union Road at 4 p.m. Everybody is welcome to participate in the parade with your kids, cars, animals, and all the above. The parade is sponsored by the Free Union Homemakers Association. The Greene County Fair will be on June 27th through July 1st at the fairgrounds in Stanardsville. Opening night wristbands for rides are just $12. For information on all the entertainment, go to greencountyfairva.com. Virginia Blood Services is holding a blood drive on Thursday, June 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the first floor dining conference rooms at the UVA Medical Center. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program. Back with us, we have my friend Will Taylor. Will is a local entrepreneur here in Charlottesville and a fired-up believer. And, Will, I'm just always excited to have you on this program.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I love the invitation. Thank you.
Hey, just to get our listeners caught up, if you wouldn't mind, go back and give us just a little insight into your faith journey. Kind of let us know how you became a believer.
Sure. It was I grew up in a household. I'm from North Carolina originally. And we grew up in a Christian household, and earlier on, my parents instilled in us certain scriptures, Psalms 23, and the Lord's Prayer, and then we also got enrolled into a Christian private school mm-hmm. growing up, and it was Miss Allen's class, first grade class, where she gave a lesson about heaven and hell mm-hmm. that really caught my attention. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, this Jesus guy, I need to really become friends with him. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, I think it was like in either May or I think it was April of 1991 mm-hmm. that I prayed the prayer of salvation and accepted Jesus into my life. Now, it wasn't until college that I had to make a conscious effort and decision to make that this my own faith, you know, mm-hmm. meaning When I went to college, my parents weren't waking me up to go to church. You know, I had to make the conscious decision to learn and read the Bible. And it all happened by way of a somebody God put place in my life. He introduced himself to me my freshman, sophomore year at North Carolina Central University. And he said, I want to disciple you. I'd never heard that term before.
Yeah.
And so it was then when I accepted that challenge or, you know, of being discipled, of having somebody, you know, walk through scriptures with me and help me understand how to hear the voice of God, how to pray. I mean, you know, it was more than just saying the Lord's Prayer. He taught me some things about prayer. And it was there that my faith journey really, like, began for my adult years.
Let me pick at that for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's interesting on this program. So every week we talk about how a person becomes a believer, mm-hmm. and we talk about their faith journey. And one of the common themes that I hear is somewhere around college time, there's this crossroad of how am I going to live my life?
Right.
And in your case, what I'm interested in, when you look back on that experience, you have somebody who says they want to disciple you. Where did that come from? As you look back on that, are you able to kind of connect the dots and say that, you know, God put this person in my life and changed the trajectory of my life at that point? Are you able to kind of wrap your arms around that at all?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's important for everybody to journal. Because there's a pattern. The Lord has, God has a pattern for each and every person. Mm-hmm. It's almost like your thumbprint. Mm-hmm. And as I've gotten older, I've looked at a history. I've chronicled my history mm-hmm. in God and recognized the pattern. Mm-hmm. But the pattern started in 1999 mm-hmm. when I met a gentleman named Jonathan Thomas, mm-hmm. and he was the first person to really he was one of the first people to really walk alongside of me and challenge me in certain ways. And then it was 5 years later that I met this gentleman, Reggie Roberson. And it all came down to my parents, lo and behold, were praying for God to send godly men in my life.
Wow.
And so it was one of those things where he directed my path, mm-hmm. you know, and
yes.
he guided me down mm-hmm. the path of righteousness mm-hmm. for his name's sake. And that scripture played out in my life, mm-hmm. Psalms 23. And so as I look back, I think it was the prayers of my parents
mm-hmm.
That really got me connected with some of the men that helped me on my journey of discovering who God is for me. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says if you train a child up the way they should go, they shall not depart.
Mm-hmm.
And God led my parents to pray for me and take me to church. But that foundation, although not the all, end all be all, mm-hmm. was the catalyst or the beginning of what led to you know where I am now in my faith.
You know, we had on this program a little over a year ago, former UVA basketball player Anthony Gill.
Yeah.
And he's a fired up believer,
yeah.
now playing professional basketball overseas. We talked about in his life the incredible influence that both Coach Bennett and at the time Richie McKay,
yeah.
who's now the head coach down at Liberty,
right.
had on his life. And now you're seeing you know, this college influence for a young man. And so he had two really good mentors for him. But one of the things that we talked about with Anthony Gill on the program that just popped in my mind here in your story was that Coach McKay would always preach to the players, show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm an old guy with kids in college.
Right.
And so I'm sort of like your parents now. I'm praying for my children
right.
to meet godly women and godly men, to be around them.
Yeah.
Because I believe a lot of what Coach McKay, that there's wisdom in that saying, show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
Right. That is 100% true. I think the Bible talks about bad company mm-hmm. Corrupts good morals,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think if you know the adverse of that, good company either corrects it or sustains mm-hmm. good morals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think That sentiment is really, really true, especially, and that's another thing too, is once I made that decision in college, it was January of 2004. Mm. Once I made that conscious decision to say, God, okay, I'm all in. Mm. The friends that were not
going to
benefit
that.
Me, mm-hmm. it was like night, and it was like overnight. Mm. We got disconnected. It was actually kind of interesting. It just happened. I don't even know what led to mm-hmm. it, other than the fact that my life and what I was doing and what I was trying to do just it didn't suit them, and so they weeded themselves out to some degree, and then God brought other people that I would have probably not initially have said, hey, let's hang out. God brought people that were not like me or looked like me into my life, mm-hmm. And that's what I love about the body.
Mm. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with my good friend Will Taylor. And Will, as we head towards the break, wondering if you could share with our listeners now, as you're able to kind of look back, connect the dots a little bit on your life, the difference that being a believer, the difference that being a man of faith has had in your life, kind of what's the tangible difference, if you can kind of describe, and you're sort of getting there already, but kind of the before and after.
I think it was, I believe the way my mind being transformed, mm-hmm. And you know, and being able to be in the world, meaning, you know, having conversations with people that aren't believers, yet exuding something that got them interested mm. in why are you so different?
Yes.
That happened a lot in college. Even guys still to this day say, "Will, some conversations that we had, mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily wasn't preaching the gospel, mm-hmm. but my life was a reflection of what was inside." Mm-hmm. And as a result, they say, "You know, you know, you had a positive influence on me, even though I didn't really get it at the mm-hmm. time." And so I think, you know, by the way I was thinking, that my mind being renewed, that led me to walk out my faith in you know, in confidence, mm. Without even actually maybe preaching, quote unquote.
Yeah, know? It's interesting. It's I think it's Saint Francis had the famous quote. That's for my mother who listens to this program. He said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
It's like, so it's sounds like that is something that held true for your
for
your
sure.
life.
Sure
and of
did.
Course, we know Jesus' words where he said, "Let your light shine before men."
Yeah.
You know, there's those that have not yet come to faith. We talk about on this program how another famous saying is that there's a God-shaped hole in each person's heart that only God can fill.
Right.
And we look to fill that hole. We have this longing for something, and sometimes we don't even know what it is.
Right.
And you know now, because you're in the business world and doing really well, and you know that if you don't tame it, success can start to become what you think is going to fill your
right,
heart and bring you this completeness and this satisfaction. And there's so many stories of people that get to the top of the ladder and they realize that there's really that's not it.
Right. Yeah. That is 100% true. I know it's all about perspective and understanding that when God has given you a gifting and a calling. I've been reading this book called The Circle Maker,
mm-hmm.
and it
Mark
talks,
Patterson.
Yeah, by Mark Patterson. Yeah. And it talks about how, you know, sometimes we tend to seek the answers more than we seek God.
Mm.
And it said, when you seek God, the answers will find you.
Yeah, that's good.
And so a lot of times when people are seeking success, they end up making that an idol.
Mm-hmm.
But when you seek God and, you know, and his righteousness, mm-hmm. everything else will come. Everything else will come.
Amen. We're going to take a break there. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're talking with my friend Will Taylor. We're going to take a break and be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Hey.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Divine Women of Destiny presents Charlottesville Family Fun Day on July 1st from 3 to 5 p.m. at Forest Hills Park. The family-friendly event is free. It features music, food, games, water park, fire trucks, and more. Call 249-2280. Arc of the Piedmont's 4th Annual Bocce Tournament is happening on Monday, July 3rd at Cardinal Hall on Preston Avenue in Charlottesville. The tournament is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For details, go to arcpva.org. The Scottsville Volunteer Fire Department 4th of July Parade through Scottsville starts at 9 a.m. on the 4th, and then that evening the fireworks begin at dark in downtown Scottsville. Bring the family for this annual tradition and celebrate your 4th of July in Scottsville. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. Not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have my good friend Will Taylor. Will is a local businessman here in Charlottesville and a man of faith. And Will, last week on the program we got into this business on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is known as the love chapter. And we talked about on the program how in the Old Testament, the prophets in the Old Testament, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Samuel, and others talked about that when you come under a new covenant, the new covenant, that you will receive a new heart. And so 1 Corinthians 13 talks about the love that is the dividend from the new heart. And I shared that there was one scripture from 1 Corinthians 13 that says love keeps no record of wrongdoing, and how that really convicted me as I had this business of, I kept a list of people I felt, you know, were mean to me. And so I tore up the list and I found freedom in that. And so I described that last week. Well, this week I'm reading another phenomenal book in the Bible. For those of our listeners who are wondering, what should I read? This comes, I'm going to read you a few verses from the book of Colossians. And just to let our listeners know, and Will, to let you know kind of where the journey that I'm on. I have this Bible reading plan. I read it because I want to. First thing in the morning, I try to renew my mind, as you said. I try to renew my mind in the morning. Last thing I do before I go to bed, it seems to be the only way that I can kind of figure things out. Bookends my day with God's Word. And so I have just, you know, journeyed through Philippians and Ephesians and Colossians, and Colossians is one of those books that just sticks to me. It speaks to me. And so here's a couple of verses. I'm going to just cruise through a couple of verses if I can open it up.
Here, what chapter?
So I'm starting in chapter 1, verse 13. I love this verse for our listeners. It says, "For he has rescued us and has drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins and the cancellation of sin's penalty." That's from the Amplified version I'm reading from. And so just to highlight that, that's one of those, when I read that, I go, gee, there's a story of my life. again, the high points to that, he's rescued us. He's transferred us. So he's rescued us from the dominion of darkness. He's transferred us into this new kingdom, the kingdom of his beloved Son. And once you make that decision to become a believer, you have redemption through Christ's sacrifice, and you have the forgiveness of our sins. you read that a little bit, and it will blow your mind.
Yeah,
it does. Mean, it's just incredible. And so then let me just go a little bit further in Colossians so I get this for our listeners. Further down in verse 17, I love this too. He says, "And he himself existed and is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Mm-hmm. I love that part. In him all things hold together. And oftentimes when I read that verse, I will say, in him I hold together. I mean, he's like holding me together because, you know, without him, I'm just broken and a mess.
Yeah.
And in him, everything works.
Yeah.
It's finally, you know, the pieces are in place.
Right. It's one of those things where I feel like, you know, there's a saying that says, God will never give you more than you can bear. But I honestly, well, that's not biblical in my opinion. I think the Lord will give you things that you cannot bear just so that he can bring to fulfillment the scripture of how he holds all things
that's
together.
Right. He'll make that abundantly clear.
And yes, exactly. So that scripture is really encouraging and a great reminder of how, you know, it's not me, but it's Christ in me. You know, it's Jesus and his grace and his son and the forgiveness that he has given us and of sins that holds all us together.
Let me flip over to chapter 2. Again, forgive me for doing such a stroll through Colossians because we could stay several months here on this book. But in chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin, having been deeply rooted in him, and now being continually built up in him, becoming increasingly more established in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude." Mm-hmm. So that, when I hear part of your faith journey, that points me to this scripture, because once you made the decision, as you said, to go all in, you started this walk with Jesus that reflected his character in the things you do and say, and all of a sudden that started drawing people to you.
Right, exactly. And then like verse 7 talks about being, you know, rooted and built up in him. I'm reading from the New International Version. It says, rooted, verse 7, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Once I made that decision, he began, you know, the Bible talks about how, you know, it is we that may plant, but it is the Holy Spirit. It is he who waters and helps to build up us in our most holy faith, and that which also is through prayer as well. But I think that once I made that decision, the Lord basically challenged me and said, "If you take a step, I'm gonna take 10 steps forward." And he began to strengthen me in ways, and especially my faith, where all of a sudden a whole different world was my eyes were open. I began to see things, hear things. I began to there are gifts of the Spirit that are talked about in Corinthians as well, and God, I literally begin to hear the voice of God speak to me about people, and I begin to share certain things, and they were like, "How do you know this? We just met. How do you know this?" And I'm like, "There's a God who loves you, you know, and his name is Jesus, and he has sent me to tell you this just to let you know that he sees you." And next thing you know, people were being impacted by the fact that I was being strengthened because I made that decision to go all in.
You know, our mutual friend Neil Santovich has been on this program, and
he
talked
Love
about
Neil.
The thing that I did too, and the thing that he talked about, I think that's so encouraging for our listeners, is he mentioned that, these are his words, "It doesn't take great faith to become a believer," that Jesus talks about just this little mustard seed.
Yes.
You know, that you just need to open your heart just a little bit.
Right.
And I think for so many people, and I think I may have been this way too, is you feel like you want to have everything all figured out and packaged and in the box.
Right.
And when you're talking about the God of the universe, it's just not going to happen that way, at least for me.
Right.
And so I like to encourage people with that. Is it just, you know, it just begins with just opening your heart just
right.
a little bit
right.
and letting God come in. And you, the dividend of that is amazing.
Yeah.
You get this new heart that was prophesied about in the Old Testament, and then you find yourself reading God's word, which is where I have met Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I've met Jesus through his word.
Yeah.
I knew about Jesus
okay.
by going to church.
Right.
But I met and became a follower of Jesus once I read his word, because I was mentioning to Joyce out front, one of my favorite people, Psalm 119, which is a powerful psalm.
Oh, yeah.
Verse 130
mm-hmm.
says, "The entrance of thy word brings light."
Hmm.
And for me, that never made sense until it did. Then you realize that Jesus is the light of the world. And so the entrance of that word, the word of God, is what brought Jesus
right.
to
right.
me.
Right.
And made it real. And then I read Colossians 2, and we get to the last part of verse 7, and it says, being continually built up in him, established in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude. One other thing I'll share with that, I know you're a family man too, Will, but my wife, I love my wife, Dr. Mo Gaffney. She's the principal of the Covenant Lower School. Whenever I'm in having one of my moods,
uh-huh.
she will ask me, based on this verse
uh-huh.
that says overflowing with gratitude,
mm-hmm.
she'll say, "What exactly are you overflowing with right now?"
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it directs me back to this verse
right.
that
right.
convicts me.
Yeah.
That, and Paul, the Apostle Paul, is writing this, and in his book to the Thessalonians, he talks about in all cases, in all situations,
yeah.
give thanks.
Right, right.
No matter what
right.
the situation, we are to give thanks. But gosh, we're coming to a close here. I want to hit a couple more little verses here for you. I'm moving into chapter 3, and we're in Colossians.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this one. So you get this new heart, okay, once you become a believer.
Right.
And it says, I'm in Colossians 3, I'm starting at verse 8. "Now rid yourself of all these things." Here's your rap sheet.
Right.
"Anger, rage,
right.
malice, slander, and obscene language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, for you've stripped off the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, who is being continually renewed in true knowledge in the image of him who created the new self."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I just read that and I'm like, well, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it is. Guilty of all these, but when I renew my mind, as you talked about earlier
right,
in the program,
right.
I'm able to let that go and let the love of God dominate.
Exactly. And then, I mean, even before that, though, in verses, Colossians 3, verse 2, it says, "Set your minds on things above,
yes.
not on earthly things." And so when you do that, that does, well, first of all, it'll bring to your mind the things that your mind is set on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a decision, a constant decision, a decision to say, "I'm going to stop this, or I'm going to continue."
Will Taylor, we're going to get you back on this program because I want to hear more about your faith journey
sure.
and what God has on your heart. But to you and your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace.
Thank you.
See you all next week on Everyday Faith Radio.
Come restore and make